Good morning. Right on schedule, the latest round of showers moved through during the overnight period, wetting the ground across interior New York and New England. But most of the showers now are clearing the eastern seaboard, which will leave us with a relatively dry but damp start to the day, with areas of fog and wet roadways to contend with. Temperatures, for the most part, are starting out in the 40s, a little bit cooler, as you might expect, across the northern tier of New York and New England, with milder air to the south. Today will feature mostly cloudy skies with limited breaks of sunshine. Still, though, temperatures will range from the 40s across the highest terrain and 50s across the northern tier of New York and New England to the 60s across the I-90 corridor and even some 70s in southern parts of the Hudson Valley and across into southern New England. Tonight, another round of showers will move through with a weak wave of low pressure as temperatures drop back into the 30s and lower 40s. That same front, draped across the region, will allow cold air to seep in from the north during the day tomorrow. As a result, more of the region will be left on the cooler side of the front with highs only in the 40s. With the close proximity of the front, we'll continue to see mostly cloudy skies tomorrow with scattered showers, and on the cooler side with temperatures mainly holding in the 40s. Tomorrow night, things begin to get interesting as a storm system taking shape in the middle of the country heads our way from the Ohio Valley. The exact track and intensity of this storm will determine what we get, but right now the trend is for even cooler air to flow in late Thursday night and Friday morning. If the air mass cools enough, some places could be seeing a round of wintry precipitation in the form of sleet and freezing rain, maybe even some wet snow. For others, just a cold rain with temperatures going back into the 30s overnight Thursday night and for Friday morning. The track of this storm will have to be watched closely as we head into the latter stages of the week. Either way, as it moves through late Friday, we'll start to dry things out, and for the weekend, more in the way of sunshine. Temperatures will rebound back into the lower 50s Saturday and mostly sunny skies in the mid-50s on Sunday. The next chance of showers will arrive for the early part of next week as highs bounce back up towards 60 on Monday and Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that robust spring storm will pose a threat from multiple hazards as it progresses eastward through the nation today. An organized area of moderate snow is expected to develop to the northwest of that surface low, intensifying along a cold front where the low tracks northeastward out of the Mississippi Valley and toward the Great Lakes. This will result in some late-season snowfall accumulations across the upper Midwest where winter storm warnings are in effect. Meanwhile, moderate to heavy rains with embedded thunderstorms will focus along that frontal boundary extending eastward from the surface low and over the Ohio Valley and northern mid-Atlantic states. This boundary could also set the stage for a sleet-freezing rain event for portions of the Great Lakes where warm air will be overrunning sub-freezing air at the surface. And severe weather and flash flooding will be the main threats, with the potent cold front pushing eastward through the mid and lower Mississippi Valley and toward the Appalachians today. An abundance of moisture surging out of the Gulf of Mexico, combined with strong dynamics aloft, will help fire up an organized line of convection along that boundary. These storms will have the potential to produce heavy downpours, damaging winds, large hail, and even tornadoes. The last report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Genoa, Italy, at 11:50 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Abilene, Texas, at 3:48 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington, 0 miles visibility and fog, 27 degrees, with a northwest wind at 38 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 2 below 0. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 47 degrees, the dew point 45, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer holding steady at 29.94 inches. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 108 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 4 below zero at Langdon, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the mid-70s, Boston mostly cloudy with showers in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo showers with highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 60 degrees, the low 49, the average temperature 55, that's 10 degrees above normal. 0.09 inches of rain yesterday for the month, now 0.16, and 5.78 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 56 degrees, the average low 35, the record high 86 set in 1922, and the record low 21 in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 6:22 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:32 p.m. 13 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs ranging from the mid-40s in the mountains to middle 50s elsewhere. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, snow showers across the higher terrain and lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Cloudy with showers tonight and lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs ranging from the mid-50s in the southern Adirondacks to near 60 in the Catskills. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid-60s to around 70. Cloudy with showers tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows near 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, cooler, scattered showers staying in the 40s. A cold rain in the valleys Thursday night and Friday with some messy wintry precipitation possible across the higher terrain with highs holding in the mid to upper 40s on Friday afternoon. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cool Saturday, lower 50s, mostly sunny mid-50s Sunday. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 50s on Monday. Highs near 60 with a chance of showers on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.